Hmm.
I never get out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have those bugs down there, those insects with two sets of wings? They just sort of dart around.
Out of the water?
Yeah, they're blue or they're green.
We call them mosquito hogs.
Uh-huh.
Mosquito hogs.
You ever see those eat mosquitoes?
No, I see them dodging and diving.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're after little bugs. Mm-hmm. Boy, they'll pick them right out of the air.
They got wings like an airplane.
Uh-huh.
That's what they made the airplane out of, I imagine. I mean, it's adding him because they can dive too, can't they?
Boy, if they'd make one like that, it would really be a thrill to fly. How about those hard-shelled...
turtles?
Yeah.
Terrapins.
No, well, there's a big hard-shelled turtle, you know.
Yeah, there's a turtle. And some of them. These little ones are terrapins, see?
Uh-huh. Big ones are turtles. We got turtles up on the river yonder the way, 75 to 80 pounds.
Wow, they make around, huh?
Yeah. Someone walk with you on his back.
My goodness, terrapin. Is that, do you find those in the river or do you find those in the pastures?
Ponds. They're just little manor eaters, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear those called cooters?
No.
That's a Georgia term. I wondered if it had come in here.
No, I don't think so. I don't know what you hear them call them. Terrapins and turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say the name they called?
Cooter.
Cooter. They might be, because they're pretty active. Getting up in the sapling, you go by, they'll fall off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, will they climb a sapling?
They'll climb up anywhere.
Oh, just a stupid limb, you know, out over the water.
Uh-huh.
They go up that, and they see you coming, boy, they'll fall off just like you chum.
Huh.
Hold on.
Did you have trouble with these insects that eat woolens?
Moths?
Uh-huh.
Well, we never have had too many woolen clothes in our lives to put away, but our son was here from Arizona the other day, and he's packing up, getting ready to leave, and his daddy's looking over, he had some nice wool shirts. We'd had him hanging in on the wall while he's here, and he's put them down in his suitcase, and hopefully I see a little thing crawling there. And he said, Mom, what is this thing?
Did you ever see a moth? Would you know what it looked like?
Yeah.
Well, and he'd asked me, did you ever see a moth? And I said, I never have. And he showed him his little, kind of a long fuzzy like the white.
That sounds like a carpet beetle. Boy, those things are terrible.
Well, that's all I'd ever seen. I just thought that was a moth.
Uh-huh.
In his clothes, and so I had some balls, moth balls there in the
uh-huh.
drawer, and I kept them back in the suitcase.
Good. Well, those things will just eat anything. Those miserable carpet beetles. We had got some in our clothes once, and we really had to work to get them out.
The one I found in there was a big kind of a thing behind it, white, kind of white, and it had a funny long head on it. It was little, but it was made big back here and a little keen head out here on it. It had legs. Crawled. I didn't know what it was or what it was in his clothes.
Hmm.
I never had seen nothing like it. I never seen them all.
I don't know what that would be, I guess.
If I hadn't been a moth, I don't know why I've ever had seen one. I've heard of them all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know
what
I said.
Do you have those little insects here that fly around over your pastures at night and wink little lights?
We call them lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs, yeah, they're all around the house and up high like
stars. They're not so bad down here, but up home they're sight.
Some nights it's...
Children just get out and put them in jars.
Yeah. If it ain't going to rain, they'll be in the top of the tree, and if it's going to rain, they'll be died down on the ground.
Hmm.
They fly low, damp nights.
Uh-huh.
Dry, high nights. If we go by that, it's going to rain, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'll get right down on the ground.
Hmm.